This Voice of the Arts podcast is made possible thanks to the Carnegie Museum of Art. You are listening to the Voice of the Arts, WQED-FM. I'm Jim Cunningham. Dr. Aisha Morgan Lee is here. Let me start at the beginning. Let's start at the top. I don't like to stop by stumbling. You are listening to the Voice of the Arts, WQED-FM. I'm Jim Cunningham, and Dr. Aisha Morgan Lee is here with the Hill Dance Academy Theater. Their 10th annual spring dance concert is happening. It's a whole range of events happening across an entire weekend, the 9th through the 21st, and you have the Friday events. Well, I'll let you run down what's going on in just a moment, but we want to talk about the premiere pieces and the opportunity to work with different types of dance. But for folks who have not yet experienced the Hill Dance Academy Theater, what is your organization all about? What are you doing?
Yes, well, thank you so much for having us. It's wonderful to see you again. Hill Dance Academy Theater is a nonprofit arts organization located in Pittsburgh's historic Hill District. We are a Pittsburgh cultural treasure, and we train students ages 3 to 18 in different styles and traditions of Black dance to prepare them for the concert stage.
Let's start with the 10th Annual Spring Dance Concert, Friday, April 19th, 5 o'clock. You can learn various aspects of dance at this event?
So what you'll be able to do and experience at this event is see a performance. And so every year we have an annual spring dance concert for our older students to give them a chance to see what it's like to be a professional dancer on a concert stage, where we are at the August Wilson African American Cultural Center downtown. We have 3 performances. We bring in 7 choreographers that come in. We have had 7 choreographers from around the world, and they set pieces on our dancers that are between 12 to 15 minutes in length. They have to audition for the pieces. If they're selected, they have to remember the pieces, get costumes, so they get a chance to see, I'm a dancer, a professional dancer for a weekend, and what that's like. So you will see that in action.
It sounds absolutely great. Now, I have a list here of the different types of dance you're involved with. Baby and Me and Creative Movement and Jazz, Contemporary Dance, Liturgical Dance, Afro Fusion. Can you sort of go through that
list? Yes. So that is actually our master classes that are going to be happening on Friday, April 19th in the evening at our space called the Morgan Lee Arts Center. And so those classes where our choreographers that we've brought in, they will be teaching those classes. So with this concert weekend, we have master classes. We have 2 concerts. We have a student and senior matinee performance. We have a red carpet reception for the dancers. So what you just named are the classes that will happen on Friday, and they are open to the public. You can go on our website at www.5678hdat.org, and you can register for classes for all ages and come and, you know, spend the Friday with us dancing and moving, and then come and see the show Saturday or Sunday.
And to be directly involved, it's very inexpensive, $35?
Yes, for the master classes on Friday, it is. For the show, though, on Saturday or Sunday, however, we have 2 different tier prices, and you can find all of that on our website. We have a price for on Saturday if you want to come to the reception catered by Bistro to Go and the concert, or you can just come to the concert. And then we have on Sunday a gospel brunch catered by Bistro to Go. We will also have a live gospel band singing along with our faculty dancing, and then you can see the concert. And then you will also get to hear the students talk about their experience on Sunday after the show, and you get to hear from the choreographers on Saturday before the show.
You know, we have a special interest in gospel at QED because there's been a series of gospel programs on WQED Channel 13, and we've always had Chris Moore and his Black Horizons program survey the gospel scene in Pittsburgh. This is a great town for gospel music. So tell me about your thinking there with involving dance and gospel music in the brunch.
Well, a couple of things. One is I started out with gospel music and liturgical dance at my church, at St. Benedict the Moore Church. That's where I started learning dance at 3. So gospel music has always been a part of my history and a part of my culture and traditions. And so I wanted to be able to take this year's concert. Every year we have a different theme, creating expressions of Black culture and traditions, and this year it's through gospel, through the gospel lens. And the exciting part is we have one of our choreographers, Joni Carroll and Micaiah Carmack, who are doing a tribute to Charles Henry Pace, who was a gospel singer here in Pittsburgh and did a lot of activist movement during his time. He has an archive collection at the University of Pittsburgh, so that'll be the first piece that audience get to see, a tribute to his music and what he's doing. It's a beautiful, and what he did, it's a beautiful piece, and that will start us off. And then we have choreographers from Columbus, Ohio, choreographers from Pittsburgh, from the Pittsburgh area. We also have choreographers from Philadelphia. And so you'll get to see what their take is through their lens and celebrating gospel music. And what I've liked about seeing the pieces is they're all different. The music is different. The feeling is different. Taking it from a perspective of from a ballet form to a jazz form to even a hip hop form to be able to celebrate gospel music and tell our stories.
Gospel means so much. You just named various types of gospel expression, but you grew up with the more traditional form. We think of Mahalia Jackson. Who are we thinking about here?
For me, it's a little bit of everything. I mean, I grew up from the spirituals to Mahalia Jackson to even now Kirk Franklin, Smokey Norfolk. At St. Benedict the Moore Church, we had a traditional choir when I was growing up for 9 o'clock Mass, and then we had a gospel choir at 12 noon. So you kind of got a little bit of both. And so I want the Pittsburgh scene to be able to see that and to feel that and to see how we continue to keep gospel music alive, but also being able to see it through the lens of children. These are children ages 3 to 6 who are featured in our performance, and then children ages 7 to 16. So being able to see them perform and tell this story through movement at a young age is absolutely beautiful.
And you don't have to be a church person
as
such.
No, not at all. Something is there for everyone. Like I tell the students, we've had some very deep conversations, needless to say, about this topic because everybody has different beliefs. And so what we've tried to share with them is, you know, whatever that belief is for you, whatever that calling is, we need you to lean on that and be able to tell that story. For some people, that'll be in the traditional sense of who they believe and what they believe in. But for others, that will look very different. But that's the beautiful thing about dance. Dance is for everybody. So there's something in it for everybody. Same thing with music. Even if you're not listening to the words, but you're feeling the rhythm and the music, you can get something out of it.
If you're a staunch unbeliever, it might take you there.
Yes, who knows?
We have the Reverend Derek Tynes here last week. Have you met Reverend Tynes?
Yes.
He says, I'm more of a traditional gospel guy, but he has an amazing expression of gospel.
Yes, and the music selections that the choreographers have selected are all different, very eclectic in so many different ways, which I think helps the students in really trying to tell the story, because it's one thing for a professional dancer, you know all the things you need to do to tell the story as a professional. But for young people, it's a little bit different. So we've had different acting classes with them. We've had different history lessons on gospel music, different lessons just about spirituality and what they can bring to it. We've also had lessons on, you know, some of them sit in a church and they might be quiet as can be, but they watch. They're observing what's going around in their churches. And so I said, have you seen somebody who might get the Holy Spirit or get this? Oh, yes, Miss So-and-so, Mr. So-and-so does this every Sunday. So we've also helped them to play on that as well. And with children, you know, imagination is everything. So...
how did you select your participants? You mentioned Philadelphia.
Yes. So what we are doing this year is we are preparing for our 20th anniversary in 2025, next year. So we selected choreographers who have been working with us in the past to bring them back so that we can push that celebration and begin to prepare our audience for this wonderful celebration of our 20th anniversary.
Tell me more about the 4217 premiere pieces.
Yes. So 421, I laugh because everybody knows in the office, 421 is actually my birthday, April 21st, 421. And so I love that number, of course, the combination. And when you put 421 together, you get 7. So it's always 7 pieces that we always make sure that we premiere during the spring dance concert and celebrate 7 choreographers.
And have you seen them all? Can you describe what's going to be done there, the 7
have
pieces?
Have I seen? Oh, yes, I've seen them all. Like I said, we have the one piece by Joni Carroll and Micaiah Carmack. They actually are working together. They're Hadat faculty members, which is the tribute to Charles Henry Pace. I'm also one of the choreographers. I'm working with Bria Goldsmith, and Bria is actually an alum of Hill Dance Academy Theater, and she and I have a piece together. We also have, and our piece is kind of, when I had Bria back in the day when she was 8 years old, we did a lot of different gospel pieces. And so we wanted to pull on what she was used to when we were at Hadat and kind of bring back the old with the new with the students. So that's kind of our piece. We also have Lawrence Lemon, who's out of Columbus, Ohio. He has a beautiful piece that is a testimony and inspiration that features one of our male dancers. We also have Tiffany Clotaire, who has more of an Afro-Caribbean feel with her piece. And it's absolutely beautiful. It has This Little Light of Mine in it. Our younger students are also in it. And it's celebrating our rich gospel tradition, but through the Afro-Caribbean lens. We also have Tyrell Roll out of Las Vegas, Nevada. He will be here. And his piece is very just uplifting, upbeat. There's a lot of movement, a lot of color with the costume, some jumps, some leaps. So we're excited about that one. And then we also have Stephanie Powell, who is out of Baltimore Dance Tech in Maryland. And her piece features our little ones, our 3 and 6-year-olds, along with my piece. So it gives you a chance to kind of see it through their lens as well, and what their thoughts are, and how they worship, how they talk, how they pray. It was very interesting to work with these 3 and 6-year-olds on that level.
It sounds very rich.
It is. It's an exciting weekend, I will say that. And the dancers usually do a fabulous job. So I'm looking forward to a fabulous show.
And you have a VIP reception and concert on Saturday, the 20th, with a red carpet.
Yes.
And then you can go to the concert by itself if you want at 8 o'clock. But why not do the whole thing? Starts
yes.
at 5 o'clock.
I say come and join us for the whole entire evening on Saturday. Come to the VIP reception. You'll get to have wonderful food catered by Bistro to Go. You'll also get to meet the dancers. They come out on the red carpet so we can celebrate them. And then you get to also celebrate them during the performance in the concert.
And some of your patrons will be there. People that love you the most.
Yes, yes. And also we like to see new people, not only to Hill Dance Academy Theater, but we also get a lot of new people who've never been to the August Wilson Center. So it gives us a chance to show all of our different rich cultural treasures that we have here in Pittsburgh.
So you're at the African American Cultural Center, the August Wilson, on Saturday. And
correct.
On Friday, are you at your home base?
So on Friday, what we do is we have a matinee performance for students. We liked for the students to actually perform in front of their peers first. So it gives them a chance to get all the jitters out. And what better way than from a crowd of people you know, your own children, your own, you know, students. So we have schools coming from all over. It's almost sold out. So we have about 350 students. And then we also open it to seniors, because sometimes seniors don't like to come out at night. So they're able to experience the Friday matinee performance in the morning at the August Wilson Center. Then in the evening, we will have our master classes at the Morgan Lee Arts Center, which is our home base for Hill Dance Academy Theater. Then Saturday and Sunday, we'll be back at the August Wilson Center for the receptions and the concert.
You speak with such wonderful passion about your organization.
Thank you. I love it. I love what I do.
And tell me a little bit about your background to get to where you are. I know you went to Carnegie Mellon, you went to Howard University,
yes.
You were trained a variety of places.
Yes, so I started out dancing at the age of 3 here in Pittsburgh at Ruby Dougherty School in South Hills, and then I went on to Civic Light Opera Academy, and I was there until my senior year of high school, and then I went to Howard University. I have a BFA in dance from Howard, and came back home to CMU to get my master's in arts management, because I saw a lot of wonderful companies dancing, doing a lot of work. But what was missing was that business side of the house, paying the dancers, making sure they had health insurance, just having the money for the companies. And I didn't want other companies to struggle. But at the same time, I have a love for teaching and a love for dance and students. So I combined the two. And then I also recently received my doctorate from University of Pittsburgh.
And what was your concentration on your PhD?
I have an EDD in education. It was in dance. So my doctorate was in Black dance traditions. So
wonderful.
I coupled it with what I do at Hill Dance Academy Theater currently.
And more specifically, what were you looking at with your EDD?
Oh, the basic question, or not necessarily basic, but the larger question in the Black dance world is, what is Black dance? And so I took a number of different surveys and a different methodology approach to asking choreographers, some of our best known choreographers in the world out there, particularly in Black dance, what is Black dance? Is there a way that we can define it? Because it's been a question that's been challenged in so many different ways in our world and in our dance world, in our Black dance world. What does that mean? And then how do you take that, particularly working with children at a young age, to help them understand who they are and their identity, but doing it through movement, through song? So that's what Hill Dance Academy Theater is about, through the arts.
Now, the dance world at large has a few superstars who are Black dancers, but
yes.
not enough.
And I will say you'll get to see them, though, for our 20th anniversary in January 2025, as we are hosting the International Association of Blacks in Dance Conference. So we'll have to come back and talk about that, because all of the big time, from Dayton Contemporary Dance Company to Philadelphia, Ronald K. Brown, Lula Washington, Dallas Black Dance Theater, they will all be here in our city in Pittsburgh, downtown, in January 2025.
So great. You mentioned a few wonderful names there. Where is it really happening in the world of black dance? Now, you interned at Alvin Ailey way back.
Yes.
Where is
yes.
the center of excitement?
I will say I think the excitement has grown. When I was coming up, the excitement was more so in New York. It was in Chicago. It was in Atlanta. But now we have more black dance companies than just the ones that I just mentioned. And so I think it's happening a little bit of everywhere now. And that's the exciting part, which you get to see with the conference too, is that people come from all over the world and you get to meet different choreographers and dancers and you learn about them. And now our students have options. They don't just have to go to Ailey in New York. They can go to, you know, Dallas Black Dance Theater in Dallas, Texas. They can now go to Chicago and dance with Deeply Rooted with Kevin Ayega Jeff. There are so many options and choices, which there weren't as many, I will say, when I was coming up. So I'm excited to be able to bring that to Pittsburgh and for people to see, like, oh, there's so much more to black dance than what people might have heard or what you might just think of with Alvin Ailey and Dance Theater of Harlem. There's so many more nowadays.
When I started at QED, we did a program with the Kennedy Center Dance Theater of Harlem, mm-hmm. and it was Firebird.
Yes,
and it was absolutely amazing.
Yes,
But the scene has grown so much since then. That
it
was
has.
25, 30 years ago.
It has. And now these companies are celebrating 50-plus years, which is absolutely amazing that we have these wonderful dance treasures that we can still look to. But then they've also produced dancers that now have their own companies that you can now go to as well. And so that's the exciting part. That's what, at least for me, that's what I wanted for dance. I wanted it to continue to grow and the legacy to continue on in so many different ways and avenues.
And you are making Pittsburgh a bright spot in the dance world, feeding these young talent, these amazing people into the system and into the creative world of the arts.
Yes, yes.
And you work with kids and parents too. You got to be involved with the parents and you got to love it if you're going to do that.
We do. But the parents, I will say, we have a wonderful parent support system. They are there. They are always helping out. Whatever I need, I can call on them. And they do a wonderful job just also supporting their students and supporting their children because they believe in what we do. And so, like I tell them, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, another rehearsal, Miss Aisha. Because we rehearse Monday through Sunday, every single day, we're rehearsing. But then when they see the performance, which is like the icing on the cake, they're like, I can see why we had all these performances and all these rehearsals, because it is a professional production. The students do a wonderful job. And you think you're watching children, but you have to stop and say, wait, these seem like professionals. And that's the goal, is for them to get a taste of that so they know what it's going to be like when they become professional dancers.
You know, I mentioned the Dance Theater of Harlem doing Firebird, a great classic, but the music from Russian White Guy. Mm-hmm. Who do we have in the world of dance classics? Dancing to gospel, dancing to jazz, dancing to African-American composers. Mm-hmm. What should I see if I haven't seen the dance classics that might someday be right there next to the Firebird?
Yes, I think for us, the black dance canon has grown. I think for a wide stream America, what they have known is Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater and Dance Theater of Harlem. But there are so many, like for instance, we are bringing in Dayton Contemporary Dance Company in May, the first weekend of May at the August Wilson Center. They are bringing a canon called the Blackest Berry, which is all music from African-American composers and songwriters. But Dayton isn't one of those companies that's known so much as an Ailey or as a DTH. So I think now the canon is starting to open up and people are able to see more. The same thing with us, bringing in different music. I mean, one of the things that the choreographers, when I bring them on, I say, this is us. This is our story. We're going to tell our story through the African-American tradition and experience, and we're going to celebrate it, and we're going to do it this year through gospel music. So everything that they brought to us and all these different song choices, nobody had the same song choices. They were all different. And so I think that for the dance world and also for Pittsburgh, you'll be able to see that. We just had Ronald K. Brown Evidence here about a month ago. Pittsburgh Dance Council brought him in. He's also one of our choreographers for next year for our 20th anniversary. And all of his music, too, was used in African and African-American traditions. So I think once we get to know some of these other companies that I know and love who are at the top of my list, but not be at the world's top of their list, people will be able to see the variety.
I love this conversation to be continued
yes,
with your gathering
yes.
here in Pittsburgh. It's wonderful, but I led you away from the topic of the 10th annual Spring Dance Concerts and multiple events happening across an entire weekend. What haven't we mentioned that we absolutely should as we close? Is there anything else we need to cover?
Everything we have mentioned, except for just come out and support, you can go on our website again at www.5678hdat.org to get your tickets. Come and support these wonderful young people, especially because we hear that, you know, there's what's going on with the young people. What are they doing? They're doing some great things here in Pittsburgh, particularly at Hill Dance Academy Theater. So come out and support them and see it, and then become our family so we can see you next year in the 20th anniversary.
Dr. Aisha Morgan-Lee, thanks so much for doing what you're doing and for coming by to talk about it.
Thank you.
This Voice of the Arts podcast is made possible thanks to Carnegie Museum of Art.